Thank you, Mississippi. It is great to be here.
President Trump campaigning for a Republican Senate candidate in Mississippi and perhaps offering a preview of his own reelection push in 2020.
Under Republican leadership, America is booming, America is thriving, and America is winning again, winning like never before. We're respected again. We're respected again as a nation.
But Trump faces a new reality in January when Democrats assume control of the House of Representatives as a result of the recent midterm elections. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
So the American people voted for a change. They voted for a check on President Trump and a Congress that would stop trying to take away their health care. After two long years, that's what they'll get.
Trump must now deal with a new balance of power in Washington, says analyst John Fortier.
Democrats will be in charge of the House of Representatives and will be able to investigate the president in a way that they haven't, being in the minority. That will allow them a platform to really highlight the differences with the president on a number of issues.
Some Democrats may be open to trying to find common ground to work with the president on issues like infrastructure improvement. Trump's confrontational political style is a major complication, says analyst Jim Kessler.
It raises the price of whatever deal he wants to seek with Democrats. So if he wants a deal, he's going to have to act like someone who actually wants a deal, not someone who just wants to fight and be the center of the circus.
The great unknown for Trump is what may come of the ongoing Russia probe, led by special counsel Robert Mueller, which may be moving toward a conclusion. Trump has blasted the investigation as a witch hunt, but the outcome remains a political mystery, says analyst Elaine Kmark.
We don't know what Mueller has. We don't know when he's going to drop it. We don't know if next week we're going to open the papers and see, 15 more indictments. That's what's hanging over this administration.
Cindy defied the Democrat smear machine.
Trump can take some comfort from Tuesday's victory by Republican Cindy Hyde Smith in a Mississippi Senate race that leaves Republicans with an expanded 53-47 seat majority in the Senate for the next 2 years. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.